Hi, this is Craig Ryan at BDC with the latest of our interviews with B Corp entrepreneurs from across Canada. I'm here today in Montreal with my colleague, Carla Heim. Hi, Carla.
Hello, Craig.
And our guests today are Etienne and Declan. Etienne Lapierre and Declan Rankin-Jarden. Etienne and Declan have a terrific little company that was born here in Montreal, the mission of which is to reconnect people with nature, specifically through the ambassador of the insect world, which is the bee, the honeybees. Their company is called Alveol, and for corporate clients, it places beehives on their rooftops. This sets in motion all sorts of fun things. Bees downtown eating flowers, or getting nectar out of flowers. Forgive my imprecise language. And it also triggers the public's mind to think about nature in a new way because it's close to them. Welcome, Declan. Welcome, Etienne.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have to start with the question that I'm sure is on everyone's mind. Why bees?
Good question. It came about pretty haphazardly. Itzen and I have been friends for quite a while, since high school, and our third partner, Alex, as well. And through this friendship, we were playing music. We were of course, having fun and eventually discovered that we all had a passion for bees.
A passion for bees.
And so Alex's uncle is a commercial bee farmer out in Manitoba. So we were able to get our chops through seeing many bees out there. But then also eventually decided, why don't we just set up some bees in the city? That's where we're from. See if it could work. And when it did, we just kept going with it. So two hives. The first year became 30. The second year, and then 60. And we just grew it very organically from that.
And from Montreal to about seven cities?
Yeah.
And from four guys in a truck to about 50 employees.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Now, when we look at your success, it would appear that you are entrepreneurs bred in the bone. Is that the case, Etienne? Had you always wanted to be an entrepreneur?
I don't think so. I think it came as we devote time to it, and we sort of really got interested in it. We were more interested in creating something that would last and that would be well-structured and had a mission that really resonated with us. So that was really the backbone of where we come from.
But you've just chosen an exotic field.
Yeah, I think it came from an experience. We had a story with the bees in Manitoba. It was really fascinating how it sort of they were functioning, and we were really interested in beekeeping. And doing it in the city, it was really we sort of rediscovered the beekeeping, how it was it was really different. So we got more interested in it, and then we started Advio.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, before I turn over to Carla and her serious questions about the certification that we are here to talk about, I have some fun stuff to ask. Tell us something fun that we probably don't know about the bee world. Are bee colonies prone to rebellion?
the short answer is yes.
Shocker.
But I guess rebellions depends how you see it. But the queen, who we usually associate with power
and control,
control is not necessarily the one that is making all the rules. She, in a lot of ways, has to be productive in order to earn her place as queen. So she is the mother. She has to lay 2,000 eggs a day, and if she doesn't, the colony will notice. And if she's not productive enough, they'll stop feeding her. They'll raise a new queen.
So they have no time for this Marie Antoinette frivolity. She has work to do.
She has work to do, and if she's not productive, they will.
They'll toss her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that's a lot of stress.
Must be stressful being queen. Are they travelers, or do they hang out in one city block? Like, if I have a hive on my rooftop, are they eating my neighbor's flowers? And how far away can those neighbors be?
Bees will fly usually about 5 kilometers, but okay. If they need to, they can go further.
5K?
Yeah.
A little bee?
it becomes a bit of a, they also are using energy to go that far. So if they're using more energy than they're bringing back in the form of nectar, then it becomes less. So around 10 kilometers, it's not really worth it anymore for them to go that far.
So pretty big.
A very wide radius. And most cities have green space within that range, and quite a bit of it.
And downtowns would benefit from flowers and green space that the bees would visit. Okay, mm-hmm. I see. Final fun question. When I slather honey on my toast in the morning, what is it? How do you get that?
So honey comes from flowers originally. The bees are slurping up nectar that's at the bottom of flowers. This nectar is then transported, flown back to the hives in their bellies. Bees actually have two bellies, one for transport, one for personal use.
Who knew?
And then once back at the hive, they will regurgitate this nectar into another bee's mouth, and that bee will transfer it back into the hive.
Into
a cell.
And that's the delicious stuff we lick off our fingers.
Delicious honey vomit.
Okay, now that we've clarified all that, they're rebellious, they're travelers, and they regurgitate.
Yeah.
Over to you, Carla.
So I'm super interested in why you chose to certify your company as a B Corp.
The actual B Corp certification we learned about through a client, Nathalie Volant, who was a very early adopter of our service and was really helpful. And when I heard about it, went on the website, saw that it was basically a mission-based social environmental impact certification, it just fit. And then from there, we certified pretty quickly.
Well, that's great. It does sound like it was very aligned with your purpose and your impact. So that's wonderful to hear. So if I'm a client wanting to have a beehive, what's required for urban beekeeping?
That's a good question. A space first. We need a space for the hive. And so in terms of space, it's really small. It's 2 feet by 2 feet. So this is the space that we use on the roof when we usually put a beehive. Then we need also flowers, and so we encourage businesses to also plant flowers and really get involved with nature to help the beehive strive. And then also we need interest. So we need to create a story with the corporation. So we need communication. We need to make events around the hive. So that's also something that we need when we start a project with a business. Yeah.
Well, that's great. That's awesome, because it's very engaging then. It's more than just a beehive on the roof. It's actually an embedded story, and it has impact, and everybody participates in the success. So I think that's wonderful. And how do you feel that you're contributing to, obviously, the dying bee crisis?
I mean, coming back to what was just said, the education is the biggest factor. So when we install one beehive, the idea is not to save the bees, but it's more to reconnect people to nature and also how their food is produced. Because the bee crisis is also, I think, an agricultural crisis. It's related to how we use pesticides, how we grow monocultures. And so to just understand the link that pollinators have with the food that we eat, we're really opening that door for steps in a conversation.
Okay. That's wonderful.
Yeah, you're turning the public's head to an issue and introducing it to a complex dilemma, mm-hmm. And not claiming to solve that dilemma. No, that's an important distinction. Yeah. You need to understand. Mm-hmm. When I think about your company and your success and your growth, because you'll be almost doubling in size in the coming year, right, mm-hmm. to about 14 or 15 cities across North America, I'm actually at pains to find a parallel in terms of business model. And in a way, it feels as though you are creating a new sector of a kind. Mm-hmm. That must be really inspiring, but it must also be hard. Is it hard to grow this kind of company at this scale, and keeping it consistent with the cultural values that created it, that were present at its creation?
Yes, the answer is yes. It's a really big challenge. We're always thinking this way, though. We've started from Montreal, and we created a structure that made sense, and a culture that made sense with the service. And now we're sort of expanding into new cities, but with the same structure. It's really based on the same values and the same ideal and the same experience.
Are you replicating yourself like the bees do?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, sort of swarming.
I can't be the first person to replicate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's there's a lot of things that come from the hive, and that's for sure. But it's definitely just. I think there's a lot of challenge to this, starting something that's a bit different. But I think it's also really interesting. We're learning a lot, and we love it. It's really interesting.
Yeah. It's been a real pleasure to have you here with us today, guys. On behalf of all of our listeners, on behalf of everyone at BDC and Carla, thank you very much for your time. If any of our listeners have space on the rooftop and they'd like to learn more about what you do or to contact your company, to which website should they go?
www.alveole, so A-L-V-E-O-L-E, .buzz.
Aha, .com.buzz. Okay, perfect. Exactly. Thanks again. Thank you to our listeners, and until next time. Bye.